We asked the Garmin guys to come here. Is there a Garmin guy here? There's the Garmin guy. Give him a big hand, folks. My apologies for Garmin guy. Who are we talking to? Rick Evans from Garmin at Garmin.com. Let's see if you can do better than the last guy holding a microphone.
I think I can.
Come this way, Rick. We'll fix it in post. Let's swing
all right
around. You guys have a booth. The booth number is?
2125.
2125. It's back over that way.
Back over that way.
You guys have been around for a long time. Garmin has set the standard for GPS. Explain, first of all, what GPS is and how it works just in general terms.
In general terms, GPS is just a global positioning satellite. It's a geosync satellite network in space that triangulates your position here on Earth down to about 3 meters.
This only became popular about, what, 5-10 years ago? Because the U.S. government did something. Explain what that happened.
Well, GPS has been around. Garmin's been around for 15 years. But selective availability, which was controlled by the DOD, was turned off about 5 years ago. So it made the general consumer's GPS experience a little bit better. The accuracy has greatly improved. Before SA was turned off, GPS could be off anywhere from 100 to 500 feet. So it made it a little bit impossible to do road navigation and turn-by-turn directions, what we're doing today.
How accurate is GPS now?
With WASS, the Wide Area Augmentation Satellite System, we can get GPS below sub 3 meters.
So about 9 feet, 9, 10 feet.
And then with a little bit of software work and the algorithms, we can lock it onto a road so that you can get turn-by-turn directions now.
There are a lot of GPS systems out there. We know about the TomTom folks. We know about a bunch of other companies. You guys are really involved in the automotive market and also in the handheld market. Explain what the sort of differences are. Obviously, automotive, it's in the car. You can't walk around with it. What are the advantages and disadvantages of the various systems that you guys have?
Okay, well, actually, first, Garmin started off with avionics as well. So we're doing aviation GPS as well. But with the automotive GPS, we're using a portable navigation device for a PND in which, instead of the integrated systems that come like OEM from a factory, you are now able to take your GPS, move it from car to car, take it to a rental car no matter where you go, so that you have good, accurate directions.
Are those less accurate than one that's built into the car? Are the systems because it's, you can hardwire things, or is the accuracy so close that it doesn't really matter which one you're using?
Well, in terms of accuracy, the mechanics of the GPS are going to be as accurate. Some of the issues with an installed system can become user interface or the mapping software. When you have an OEM development lead time cycle of 4 or 5 years, they'll go ahead and engineer and they'll determine what the technology and spec it out is going to be today. But by the time we market it and get it into their systems, that's where the customer has the bad experience and not good mapping. With a portable navigation device, at least it's updated, as of today.
One of the issues that we've all had is the Macintosh issue. There hasn't been software available for the Macintosh for a long, long time. Windows users have been using this stuff for quite a while because what you do is you download information onto your computer or use their software to upload to the GPS system. You guys are here at Macworld Expo. Give me some good news, man.
Garmin has announced on Tuesday we have a relationship with Apple and we are now Mac compatible.
Wait a minute, relationship with Apple? Does that mean? Thank you. Give them a. So a relationship.
We've heard you.
Exactly. Whining, complaining, because my middle name is never lost. I can't find. My bathroom is two doors, and I get lost sometimes. Which bathroom door
never
to leave?
Never lost. That's a Hertz. Thank you.
I'm sorry. It's Hertz.
I'm not Hertz.
No. But it's in Hertz rental car. No, I'm saying that.
It's a Magellan product, please.
Is it Magellan? My apologies.
You don't need
I didn't
to do
know
that.
So the portable system that you guys have now interface well with the Macintosh, or are they going to in the future? They do it today, or later?
They will in 2006.
Sometime in 2006.
Well, we've brought here to Macworld not only to make our announcement that with Apple, encouragement, we've now gone to the Mac OS system. We are bringing our fitness products, our Forerunner and Edge products that are new products that are out. They will be compatible with Mac by spring of 2006 here, along with a company we purchased called MotionBase. It's a web company that you can download all of your fitness track log information, your running, everything that you do when you're exercising, so you can catalog this. Later on through the year, before the end of the year, we will be Mac compatible with the entire Garmin line that is USB driven.
Cool.
And all of our software.
So folks will be able to download new updates from Garmin and then upload them to their GPS system.
Exactly.
How does that work when it comes to traveling? Do you have to every time I move to a different city, do I download more information, or a different state, do I have to download more information, or how much data can some of these units hold?
Well, right now, most of our P&D devices, we actually can load all of North America's street-level detail.
Down to street level?
Yes.
That's amazing.
We do have other units because of price point, people that are price point sensitive, that you can take the software, load to your computer, and you can take segments of mapping information and load down for what you want.
Okay.
You can do that virtually anywhere.
Now, the other cool thing about GPS, a lot of folks may not know, it's not just directional stuff, it's information-based, too, in that you can say, I want to know Italian restaurants on 2nd Street in New York City.
Absolutely. And that's the... Yeah, the GPS, everybody's getting used to the navigation now. Now it's become an information game, and so we have a very strong POI, or a point of interest database. It's a little over 6 million pieces of information, and you can virtually find just about anything you want.
And I'll tell you right now, the Magellan system in the Hertz cars sucks for that.
Absolutely.
I asked it to send me to a Best Buy. I'm in Los Angeles. Wanted to send me to a Best Buy in Cincinnati. Hello, I'm not going there. How do you guys get that information? Is that public information, are there Garmin employees running around going, okay, Starbucks there?
If I told you, I'd have to kill you.
All right, that's fine. That's
no,
fine.
We use a company. We use Navtech data. We buy this data. We have a partnership with mapping. I mean, they're out there literally every day, driving the streets and capturing data. These guys are freaky when they do this. I mean, these are two guys or gals or a mix that are in a car for 5 to 8 hours a day, and I mean, they have to like each other.
No
otherwise,
kidding,
it's not going to work. But they do a very good job.
It's like working booth work at a Macworld Expo.
Absolutely.
You've really got to like the other guys.
Yeah.
One of the disadvantages, again, of the Hertz system is that when you're driving your car, it's down here. So to get directions, you have to look down that way. You guys have portable systems that I can put on top of the dash and get that information almost peripherally, correct?
That's absolutely correct.
You were talking avionics earlier. Is there any system that will do heads-up display in a car?
Not yet.
Not yet. Is somebody working on that kind of system?
Maybe.
It seems logical that you would want a system that would have a heads-up display with an arrow going that way. Working on that?
We could be.
All right.
Never know. You never know.
what kind of other information can you get through the Garmin GPS systems in cars? Obviously, point of information, things like restaurants and hotels. Is there what other kind of things that?
Well, we've got if you rent from Enterprise, you can go to Enterprise now and get one of our P&Ds. We just announced that as well. But I mean, everything from hotels, airports, cities, points of interest, transportation, transit, emergency services, it's all in there.
The other cool thing is exit ramps. You guys have information about what's at the next exit ramp.
Right.
Which is really, really cool, because some exit ramps, you may have a particular gas card or want a particular kind of food, that particular Wendy's or McDonald's or Burger King, you can find out by pushing a button what's at this next interstate.
Absolutely, and that's part of because of the company we've partnered with, Navionics. I mean, they actually capture that data with a high-res video camera as they're driving the roads talking.
And really?
A lot of the competitors don't. They're using substandard mapping. So
you guys got some great information. There was I didn't get a chance to see a demo, but over in your booth, the Garmin booth down there, there is looks like some sort of, and excuse me if I say this incorrectly, the Google Earth type thing. What was the high-level Landsat information
that
I saw on the screen?
It is a Google Earth on Mac now. That's part of our Motion Base, the company that we picked up out of Sausalito. You can actually take your training regiment, download it into Motion Base website, and overlay it on Google Earth and do a visual of where you're at. Or if you go and do a route or a run, you can load it up into Motion Base.
Why would I run?
Well, neither do I. So.
Let someone chase me with a gun, I am not running.
But if we ran, you could load up your route, I could load up mine if we ran the same thing, and we could actually overlay them virtually and race and see who did
really?
Better.
That's
as well as see your heart rate and my heart rate and speed over distance. Elevation
now, can that be done through cars? I mean, it's motion-based, so can you do that with a car?
Not at this time.
What I'm thinking of is can you like run a rally using the cars?
We've talked about that.
Yeah,
but right now,
cool.
This is just set up for the fitness program.
Sure,
so it's a new relationship. We just got them not too long ago, and we've got a good partnership, and we're working well.
Well, good luck with that. I've been a big fan of Garmin products for a lot of years. Garmin.com is the website. Go on over to their booth and get some demos of the stuff. Thank you very much for joining us. Appreciate it.